Just that previous announcement about Pastor David Fong and Simo coming and joining us for dinner. That weekend is going to be a very important weekend, actually.
大家剛才睇到嗰個報告裡面話，馮牧師會同大家去食呢個嘅晚飯，其實係一個好特別嘅一個禮拜。
As Christians, we believe that reconciliation is the heart of God.
作為基督徒，我哋相信同人和好係神所喜悅嘅。
And so, as God will have it, the timing is right in which reconciliation is possible.
因為憑著神嘅旨意，而家就係一個好好嘅和好嘅時刻。
And so we are inviting back our founding pastor.
所以我哋就邀請翻馮牧師，係我哋教會嘅第一位主任牧師嚟到我哋當中。
To begin this journey of reconciliation with him.
就同我哋重新開始呢一個嘅和好嘅一個旅程。
And what better way to do it than through food?
有乜好得過用餐一餐嚟開始呢？
And so we want to invite you to come.
所以我邀請大家都一齊嚟。
All you have to do is sign up so we know how much food to prepare.
你要做嘅就只係需要同阿Jet去報名，等我哋知道需要預備幾多食物。
And to witness what God is going to do.
亦都一齊去見證神將會喺我哋當中做嘅工作。
So before we begin, let us open up in a word of prayer.
我哋開始之前，請大家一齊低頭祈禱。
Father, we give thanks to you.
主啊，我哋向你獻上感謝。
Because we know that we can turn our eyes towards you.
因為我哋知道我哋可以定睛仰望你。
And when we turn our eyes towards you, God, you never look away.
當我哋眼目望向你嘅時候，主啊，你永遠都唔會背棄我哋。
Because you always see us.
因為你永遠都睇得見我哋。
And you always have compassion for us.
你永遠都對我哋有 恩慈。
Because you're a God that deeply loves us.
因為你係一個深愛我哋嘅主。
And so God, we say thank you.
所以主啊，我哋對向你獻上感謝。
Thank you that we can come before your presence whenever we want.
感謝你叫我哋喺無論咩時候都可以嚟到你嘅面前。
And that you hear us.
你亦都聆聽我哋。
And you come for us.
亦都係安慰我哋。
And you allow us a pathway.
你容許我哋有一個路徑。
And so thank you, Lord.
容許我哋一個路徑去接觸你，感謝你主。
And so God, I pray for myself.
我亦都為自己獻上禱告。
May I not simply be a speaker of your word.
求你叫我唔係單傳你嘅道。
But a doer.
而係活喺你嘅道當中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶穌基督名祈求。
Amen.
阿門。
Most of you know by now that I love growing figs.
好多人應該都知道咧，我好中意種無花果樹。
If you didn't know, now you do.
如果你之前唔知咧，你而家應該知啦。
I've always had this infatuation with figs.
我已經鍾意咗呢個無花果樹好耐。
When I was a teenager, my friend had two fig trees in their backyard.
喺我十幾歲嘅時候，我朋友屋企後院有幾棵嘅無花果樹。
And every time I would go over to his house,
每次我去到佢屋企,
I would go to his backyard.
我就會去到佢後院。
And I would begin to look for figs to eat.
跟住我就會睇下有啲咩無花果可以摘嚟食。
He had two figs, I don't know, a yellow one and a purple one.
佢有兩種，一種係黃色嘅，一種係紫色嘅。
All I know was I like to eat them.
我只係知道我其實我好中意食無花果。
And I said to myself as a teenager, one day when I have my own place, I'm going to grow a fig tree.
當時我就話有一日，尤其是一日我自己喺屋企嘅時候，我一定要種一啲無花果樹。
And so when Candace and I got married and we moved to Long Island,
當我同師母啱啱結婚嘅時候，我哋搬咗去長島。
Long Island, you have a nice large backyard.
喺長島嗰度，你可以有好大嘅後院。
And so I said to myself, I'm going to grow a fig tree.
咁我就即刻同自己講話，一定要種無花果樹。
So I went to buy a fig tree.
咁所以就買咗一堆翻嚟。
And I planted it in the ground.
種曬佢哋落地度。
As I said, I knew nothing about growing figs.
但其實我乜嘢都唔識嘅。
And to my surprise, they died.
所以我就好震驚啊，全數死曬。
And so I said, all right, forget it. I'm not going to grow this fig. It's too much trouble.
咁我就話算啦，唔好理啦，太麻煩啦，唔再搞。
And then COVID came.
跟住 COVID 新冠肺炎就嚟到啦。
And all of us had to shelter in.
跟住我哋個個都要留曬喺屋企。
That for a personality like mine, it's a nightmare.
對一個好似我咁樣嘅性格嘅人嚟講咧，簡直係一個噩夢。
Because in Chinese, 手痕。 I have itchy hands. Right, what that means is I need to do something.
即係話咧，我要揾啲細藝。
And so I said to myself, okay, I am going to learn how to grow figs.
好，我今次要真心咁樣學識點樣種無花果樹。
And so, like anyone who wants to take something seriously,
就好似每一个好认真想做一啲嘢嘅人。
And you want to learn something？
你想学到一啲嘢咧
？I went to Google。I mean, I went to Google and then I went to YouTube.
咁我就梗係上 Google， 跟住就梗係上 YouTube 睇片啦。
Don't laugh. I know all of you who want to repair stuff, learn something. You watch YouTube videos.
你哋唔好笑我，我知道你哋個個上屋企整啲咩嘢，你都係上 YouTube 揾嘅咋。
And so that's what I did. I watched as many YouTube videos as I could in how to grow a fig tree.
咁所以我就上 YouTube 係咁抄關於種無花果樹嘅片。
And so I learned how to cause a stick to grow roots.
咁我就喺嗰度學出原來你可以靠插枝去結種起一棵無花果樹。
And so I tried it.
咁所以我梗係試啦。
And to my horror. Nothing happened. the cutting died. Because I come to realize that in order for a stick to grow roots, there's so many different variables. You can't have too much water because it causes the cutting to rot. You can't have too little water or else it causes the cutting to dry out.You need to have it to be warm. The soil needs to be warm in order for roots to grow. If the soil is too cold, the roots won't grow. Oh my goodness, just so many different challenges. And what I've come to discover, it doesn't matter what type of stick you have.It doesn't matter what type of plant you have. If it doesn't have roots, it won't be alive. Not only if it doesn't have roots, if it doesn't have strong roots, it will not bear fruit. I think the Christian life is a lot like that. In order for us to bear fruit,We need to have deep roots. Our sermon series, Deeply Rooted, we begin to design this series so that we can understand how we can be deeply rooted so that we can be a fruitful Christian. Last week, we said that in order for us to be fruitful Christians, we need to be deeply rooted in Jesus. And we said, in order to be deeply rooted in Jesus, we have to be grafted onto Jesus. And that we need to be pruned. And this week, I'd like to share with us how we can be deeply rooted in the Holy Spirit.If you can follow along, we're going to take a look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21, and I'll have Eva read it for us. Thank you, Eva. You say that again. But this passage, before we jump into this text, I want to give us a little background. The letter to the believers in Ephesus was written by the Apostle Paul when he was in prison in Rome. Ephesus is a city that is very prosperous. It's the epicenter of worship for the Roman and Greek gods. And now when the Apostle Paul on his missionary journey, he had great success in the church of Ephesus. Yes. And through that, we begin to see that Ephesus, in this book, we see that there are actually two dominating thoughts here. This book, this letter can actually be divided directly in half from chapter 1 through 3 and chapter 4 through 6. His first thought is really about the gospel. What is the gospel? And then from chapter 4 through 6, he talks about how then we should live our life in response to the gospel. And our passage today functions as a bridge. That from understanding the gospel to living out the gospel, that in his prayer, the Apostle Paul helps us to paint a picture of how this can be possible. The Apostle Paul says that in order for us to live out the gospel, the motivating factor is God's love for us. He says that so that we may know, right, the fullness and the breadth and the depth of the love of Christ. And the fullness of God. So what he is suggesting to us in his prayer, that the motivation that allows us to live for the gospel is the love of God. And therefore, then we are able to understand this. There's a short little phrase in this passage. Surpassing knowledge. That this love that he is speaking of surpasses our knowledge. Now, all of us are intelligent people. We know a lot of things. And so we have a lot of facts. And these facts is what we base our life on. But what the Apostle Paul is telling us is that this love surpasses this knowledge. And so the question that you and I have to ask is, what is it that surpasses knowledge? This knowledge is information. And now most of us know that God loves us. But what is this thing that the Apostle Paul is suggesting that surpasses the knowledge? I like to suggest to you that what surpasses knowledge is experience. Or maybe a better way to put it is our experience amplifies our knowledge. And so the Apostle Paul is saying that when we experience the love of Christ, that it propels us to live out the gospel. Now, most of us know that our parents love us. We know that. But it feels so much more real when it's displayed. Now, I mean, we know that our parents love us. But when they display it, it becomes so much more real. Because there's an experience factor that amplifies this knowledge. And so the Apostle Paul is telling us that we have to encounter God in order for this love to be tangible. We have to encounter this deep love that surpasses our understanding. So how do we get to there? We begin to see the thoughts of the Apostle Paul. That when we experience the love of Christ, it surpasses knowledge. And it compels and propels us to live a life in response to the gospel. That sounds great, doesn't it? But how do we get there? How do we get from understanding to experience to there? If we follow the thought process in the Apostle Paul's prayer, he also gives us a vehicle in how we get there. Verse 16, he says, I pray out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. This passage, this verse here, the Apostle Paul gives us an understanding of the vehicle or the process in which we get there. This short phrase, with power through his Spirit in your inner being. The Apostle Paul is, through his prayer, he is telling us that this vehicle is the Holy Spirit. And this word power, the Greek word is dumas. And it's used in the New Testament over 100 times. And every time that it's used in the New Testament, it's referring to the supernatural power of God. And so the Apostle Paul says is there's this supernatural power of God, right, that is through the Holy Spirit. Into our inner being. What is inner being? I think a modern day equivalent of this word is the word soul. And so, follow with me in the thought process here. So, there's a vehicle, which is the Holy Spirit, that moves the power of God into our soul. And as it moves into our soul, it allows us to experience the deep love of Christ and the fullness of God. And then that compels us to live out the gospel. I know some of you may be thinking, oh no, Pastor Ron is a Pentecostal. He's going to tell us to speak in tongues. He's going to tell us to roll on the floor. You know, roar like a lion. I don't know, run around and whatever else they do. I'm not a Pentecostal. I am a charismatic. I believe in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Not only do I believe, but I have this expectation without agenda.
I don't
I long for the Spirit to work in my life. I long for the Spirit to work through my life. And I know for some of us, we have confusing experiences with the Holy Spirit. And through this confusion, it may cause us to have some hesitation to the Holy Spirit. But Paul says that the vehicle to experience the deep love of Jesus and the fullness of God is the Holy Spirit working in the depths of our soul. I don't believe that we reject the Holy Spirit, but I do think that we have a misunderstanding of the Spirit. And how then do we move to this fullness? The issue isn't resistance. The issue is capacity. It's the capacity of our soul for more. Just follow along with me. Imagine you have two cups of water, empty cups. One is filled with rocks. The other one's empty. And you're pouring water into both cups. Which cup will hold more water? Obviously, the one without the rocks. I think the issue in which why we have a hard time to experience the fullness of the love of Christ and the fullness of God.
我覺得我哋當中有人好難完全咁樣係領略到耶穌基督同神嘅豐盛。
It is an issue of capacity.
就係呢個容納量嘅問題啦。
And in order for us to address the issue of capacity, then you and I need to expand our capacity.
而如果我哋要解決呢個問題咧，我哋需要擴闊我哋嘅容量。
Imagine if there is rocks in your soul. God is pouring.
神不停地向你灌,
the Spirit is working.
聖靈亦都係不停地工作,
but nothing's sticking.
但係冇嘢會留喺你嘅心裡面.
It's because there is rocks in our soul.
因為你嘅心裡面係有石頭.
And I'd like to suggest to you some rocks that prevents us from this fullness or expanding our capacity.
我想同你討論下有啲咩石頭會令到我哋冇容納神嘅能力咧。
One of these rocks is unconfessed sin.
其中一個就係嗰啲我哋未承認嘅罪。
You and I all know that sin separates us from God.
我哋大家都知道罪將我哋同神阻隔。
It forms like a cloud.
佢會變成一個雲。
That prevents the sun from shining.
遮住太陽所發出嚟嘅光。
It's like a wall that prevents us from seeing the other side.
就好似一道牆，叫我哋唔能夠睇到牆嘅另一邊。
And so if we want to expand our capacity for more,
如果我哋想將我哋嘅容量開始加大,
we need to remove the rock.
我哋首先就要將呢啲石頭拎走。
I believe another rock in our soul.
我相信我哋亦都有另外一種嘅石頭。
Is broken relationships.
就是破碎的关系.
Broken relationships really causes a lot of issues within our being.
破碎的关系其实可以叫我哋嘅生命有好多好多唔同嘅问题.
Because when you have broken relationships, there are a couple of things that it can lead to.
当你生命有破碎的关系嘅时候，其实可以带出好多嘅嘢.
It can lead to bitterness.
可能你心里面会变得苦毒.
Because when we have experienced broken relationship with people.
當我哋同人嘅關係破裂嘅時候,
the hurt and the pain that we experience from that brokenness,
我哋當中所承受嘅傷痛,
can leave us with this bitterness.
可以變為我哋心裡面嘅苦毒.
And if we're bitter,
如果我哋係苦毒嘅話,
it's very hard to experience love.
就好難去真去領略愛.
There is like this blockage there.
就好似你前面有一个屏障咁样。
Not only does broken relationship cause bitterness，
呢啲破碎嘅关系唔单止令到我哋心里面有苦毒
，but it causes our heart to be numb。
亦都令到我哋内心变得麻木。
And so if we want to expand our capacity，
所以如果我哋想扩阔我哋嘅容量。
We have to do the work of removing the rocks out of our soul.
我哋亦都要将呢一嚿石头攞开。
I've come to learn also that not only are there rocks in my soul.
另外我亦都发现到，唔单单系我灵里面系有石头。
But there's holes in my soul.
其实我嘅灵里面同样亦都有缺口。
Imagine trying to pour water in a cup that has holes.
你试想将下将一只有窿嘅杯，你不停咁样注水。
No matter how much you pour, it's never going to be enough.
无论你倒几多水落去，佢都永远唔会满嘅。
So what I've come to discover, it isn't an issue if God loves me.
个问题唔系在于神爱唔爱我。
It isn't an issue that God is pursuing me.
亦都唔在于神系咪有追求紧我。
The issue that it doesn't sustain in my life.
个问题就系根本我个心里面容纳唔到呢啲嘢。
And what I've come to discover on my own personal Christian journey.
喺我自己个人嘅经历里面。
That I have holes in my soul.
我知道我嘅灵里面有好多无数嘅缺口。
God is working in my life.
神不断喺我生命作工。
I get a little taste of it.
我尝到少少嘅甜头。
But the next moment,
跟住下一刻
，I feel empty.
我又觉得我空晒啦。
And so I'm having these encounters with God, these experiences with God.
我有呢啲同神相遇嘅时刻，经历神嘅时候。
But all of a sudden, the next day, it's gone.
但下一刻就好似全部冇晒咁啦。
Then I'm still struggling with my same old stuff.
跟住我又再好似以前咁样一样喺度挣扎。
And what I've come to discover is that there are a few holes in most of our lives.
咁我亦都发现咗，我哋大家唔多唔少都有一啲灵里面嘅破口。
I don't know if you can relate with me, but what I've come to discover.
我唔知道你同唔同意咧，但系我发现嘅系
that there's a hole in our soul whenever we long.For the sense of worth.
当我哋寻求自我价值嘅时候，我哋嘅缺口就会慢慢出嚟。
I call these foundational lies.
我话呢啲系一啲好基础、好根本嘅谎言。
Foundational lies are like the lie of worth.
好多基础或者根本嘅谎言就系关于我配不配。
That we never feel that we're good enough.
我哋永远都觉得我哋唔够好。
The foundational love of we never feel that we're loved.
我哋永远都觉得唔够被爱。
Or the foundational lie that we're not safe or secure.
又或者我哋觉得我哋随时失去一切。
And no matter how much God pours, it just doesn't fill.
所以喺咁嘅情况底下，无论神如何浇灌我哋都仍然觉得系唔满足。
I mean, as a believer, I've been a believer now for almost 30 years.
我作为基督徒已经差唔多30年啦。
And what I've come to discover is that these experiences I have got always felt like it wasn't enough.
我发现嘅就好多时候呢啲咁样嘅经历，成日都令我觉得好似都唔系好够。
That I was always reverting back to my old way of thinking and behaving.
点解我成日都好似变翻做以前咁样嘅我咧
？And so I hear the voice of God validating me and saying that He loves me and that I'm good enough.
喺呢头神同我讲，佢好爱我，你系好嘅。
But the next day I'm right back.To this position where which I feel that I'm not good enough.
另一头我又即刻觉得唔系，我都唔够好。
And I'm trying to do everything to prove that I am good enough.
跟住我就做尽我所有嘅一切所能去证明我系足，
我配得。No matter how much God pours, it just keeps on leaking out.
所以无论神如何点样灌溉我，都系不停咁样流走。
What I realized that was an issue of capacity.
咁我就明白到呢个系我冇呢个容纳嘅能力。
It isn't that God wasn't pursuing me.
唔系神唔追求我。
It isn't that God isn't showing that He loves me.
唔系神冇话俾我知佢有几爱我。
The issue is my capacity.
个问题系我根本容纳唔到佢。
The prayer of the Apostle Paul is true.
如果使徒保罗嘅呢一个嘅祈祷系真嘅。
And I believe.That he prayed this prayer because he has experienced it himself.
而我相信佢有呢一个祷告，系因为佢自己多就喺亲历其中。
And that this was a prayer that he has for the church.
呢个系佢为教会所献上嘅祷告。
That he wants the church to be able to experience all the fullness and the love of Jesus and the fullness of God.
佢希望整个嘅教会都能够经历耶稣基督嘅心爱同埋神嘅丰盛。
So that it could compel us to respond to the gospel.
亦都因为咁样令到推动我哋可以活出福音。
But it is through the Spirit.
但系一定要透过圣灵嘅帮忙。
The Spirit is at work.
圣灵正在工作。
But I think maybe it's an issue of our capacity.
但有可能我哋系容纳唔到圣灵。
If you and I want to be deeply rooted in God,
如果我哋希望喺神里面深深扎根
，it will require for us to be deeply rooted in the Holy Spirit.
我哋就需要喺圣灵里面深深扎根。
And to be deeply rooted in the Holy Spirit,
而我哋如果想喺圣灵里面深深扎根
，it doesn't mean you need to speak in tongues, roll on the floor, and laugh crazy.
唔等于你要疯狂咁样笑喺地下碌嚟碌去，又或者系讲方言。
It means that we have to expand our capacity for more of the Holy Spirit.
嘅意思其实系我哋需要喺心里面容纳圣灵嘅工作。
Because the Spirit is going to work.
因为圣灵无论如何都会作工。
But I think it's an issue of our capacity.
但系我哋内心需要有呢个容量。
This is the work that you and I need to do.
呢啲就系你同我都需要做嘅功课。
That we need to expand our capacity for the Holy Spirit.
我哋需要扩阔我哋容纳圣灵工作嘅能力。
And it's a challenge.
其实系好难噶。
It requires for us to deeply examine our inner being.
因为需要我哋深深咁样去检视自己嘅内心。
It requires for us to deeply be introspective of what's going on in here.
要我哋睇下心里面究竟有啲乜嘢深层嘅污垢。
It will require for us to even ask questions like, why do I do what I do?
甚至会叫我哋自我嘅去问问题，就系话究竟我做嘅咩咧？
Why do I get angry at that?
点解我会咁嬲咧？
Why is my anger at this level for this?
点解我对呢件事嬲得咁紧要咧？
Because these are all signs that reveals that there's issues of a capacity of our soul.
呢啲全部都系一个嘅指标，话俾我知，其实我哋心里面嘅容量系唔够。
And as we begin to work on this, it expands our capacity for more of the Spirit working in our life.
当我哋着手处理啲问题嘅时候，我哋内心嘅容量慢慢就扩大啦。
So that we can tangibly experience the deep love of Jesus and the fullness of God.
咁我哋就可以好真真实实咁样体验到耶稣嘅爱同埋神嘅丰盛。
Because our Christian life,
我哋作为信徒嘅生命
，it doesn't just remain here.
唔系净系留喺头脑层面。
It's something we experience.
我哋需要嘅亦都系经历神。
To experience the deep love of Jesus.
经历耶稣对我哋深深嘅爱。
The last 2 weeks, I've been in a funk.
Funk.
I've been struggling.
過去嘅兩個禮拜，我都係覺得周身唔聚財。
I don't know what it is. Maybe it was because it's raining a lot, right?
有可能係因為出面不停咁落雨。
Maybe I'm feeling a little homesick.
可能我亦都開始掛住屋企。
Maybe I'm feeling like I'm lacking a sense of community.
又或者可能覺得呢度即係冇乜我嘅圈子。
And I was feeling a little down.
我覺得有啲沮喪。
And when I start feeling a little down,
當我覺得沮喪嘅時候
，it starts causing me to rethink about everything I'm doing in my life.
我就即刻再審視我喺生命裡面所做嘅一切嘢。
And the first question that comes up is, did I come to the right place?
第一個問題冒出嚟嘅就係，究竟我係咪嚟咗一個合適嘅地方咧
？Am I good enough to take care of this?
我夠唔夠叻去處理所有嘅問題咧
？Do people even like me?
究竟人哋中唔中意我咧
？And so I was wrestling with this for the last 2 weeks.
所以我喺呢啲問題上不停咁掙扎。
And I was feeling a little down and a little blue.
我亦都覺得有少少灰心喪氣。
And all of a sudden, as I was on my phone of all things,
我當時當然係有手機啦。
This voice invaded into my heart.
忽然间有一个声音入到我心里面。
And this voice was, I am pleased.
我喜悦。
And I stopped everything what I was doing.
我当时即刻停晒我做紧嘅嘢。
And this well of emotion came out.
而我心里面有一个嘅感情系喺我心处升起上嚟。
I wasn't sad.
我唔系伤心。
But I experienced a tangible moment of the deep love of Jesus for my life.
但喺嗰一刻，我确确切切咁感受到耶稣对我嘅爱。
And I cried.
跟住我就喊啦。
Okay, it's all right. You know, some of you look at me. All right, it's okay. It's okay for guys to cry.
唔紧要嘅，男仔都可以喊。
I used to do that in the bathroom when nobody's around.
我通常都系喺厕所里面喊，冇人睇到。
But now I come to accept it's okay for me to cry in public if I need to.
但系最近我都接受咗，就算系大庭广众之下喊，我都系冇问题嘅。
Because I experienced that tangible affirmation of the love of God.
因为我系好确切、好真实咁样感受到耶稣对我嘅爱。
That's tangible.
系确实嘅。
And it propels me to keep going.
亦都推动我继续向前行。
I don't know where you are with your journey of understanding the Holy Spirit.
我唔知道你喺明白圣灵嘅呢个旅程上面，你去到边一个点。
I hope by sharing my journey that it will help you.
我希望透过分享我嘅旅程，可以对你有帮助。
I got saved in a Chinese church in Chinatown, New York City.
我喺纽约市嘅一个中国人嘅教会里面系信主嘅。
In the Chinese-speaking congregation,
喺呢个讲中文嘅会众里面
，the Chinese congregation were Toi San, so Toi San Loi, Toi San Doi, Hek Fan, all tell me that.
He's speaking in Toi Sanese.
Right. Right. And so I grew up. My Christian faith and my fellowship was in the Chinese-speaking congregation.
我喺灵里面嘅成长，其实就系喺一个中国人嘅会众里面当中建立起嚟嘅。
And some of you are expecting that he must know Chinese.
咁有啲人就话，咁你肯定识中文啦。
Yes, I do.
系我识。Why am I
here? I worshipped in the Chinese-speaking congregation.
我喺呢个中文嘅会众当中崇拜。
I had fellowship in the Cantonese-speaking fellowship.
我亦都系一个讲广东话嘅团契。
And I love my home church.
我好喜欢我嘅母会。
You know, my home church formed so much of who I am.
佢系打造我成为今日嘅人。
But my home church is a typical Chinese church.
但系我嘅母会系一个好典型嘅中国人
教会。I was taught about God the Father.
我接受到嘅就系教育系圣父。
I was taught about Jesus the Son.
亦都有人教我关于圣子耶稣。
And I was taught about the Holy Bible.
当然亦都有人教我圣经。
But my understanding of the Holy Spirit was very minimal.
但系我对圣灵嘅认识系好少噶。
When I got called to ministry,
当我受呼召开始进入呢个嘅牧会嘅时候
，I went to Nia College, which was an undergrad.
我就去咗 Nia College 嗰度读书。
And I was exposed to teachings of the Holy Spirit.
喺嗰度我开始接触圣灵。
And different thoughts of the Holy Spirit.
关于圣灵嘅种种唔同嘅谂法。
As a good Chinese church boy.
作为一个华人教会成长嘅人。
This was very confusing and scary for me.
对我嚟讲系充满疑惑，亦都好令我惊。
Because they were sharing things about the Holy Spirit which I knew nothing of.
因为大家喺当中关于圣灵嘅分享，其实我系一啲都唔认识嘅。
I was confused.
我觉得好困惑。
I was scared.
我觉得好惊。
But I was also a little bit intrigued.
但系同样地，我亦都觉得有少少兴趣。
Because my thought process is that I want to know more about God.
因为在我的角度来讲，我想更加多的认识神。
If I want to know more about God, I need to understand the Holy Trinity.
如果我想更加多的认识神，我一定要知道关于这个三位一体的神是什么。
Which means I need to better grasp of who the Holy Spirit is.
咁亦都因此讲明咗，我更加要多啲认识究竟圣灵系边一个。
Now, all of my theological education is in the Alliance.
我所有嘅基督徒嘅教育都系喺呢个嘅宣道会里面成长嘅。
And so all of my understanding of the Spirit was out of the CMA distinctives.
所以我对圣灵嘅认识亦都系跟随宣道会嘅教育。
And I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to know you more.
我就同神祷告话，主啊，我想多认识你。
I want to know more about the Holy Spirit.
我希望多啲认识圣灵。
But as I got to know more about the Holy Spirit,
当我逐渐多啲认识圣灵
，I got scared.
我又开始惊啦。
Because I'm a good Chinese boy, you know, I'm a good Chinese church boy.
因为我系一个好乖嘅喺华人教会成长嘅男仔。
And then I became a pastor in the Chinese church.
我亦都喺一个华人教会里面成为牧师。
We don't talk about this stuff.
我哋唔会讲及圣灵。
We don't you know, teach about this stuff.
我哋亦都唔会教导呢啲嘢。
And what I mean this stuff is clarity more about the Holy Spirit.
而当我所谓嘅呢啲嘢嘅意思，就系更加清晰地讲圣灵系边一个。
And so I ministered in the Chinese church without really touching the Holy Spirit.
所以我喺呢个华人教会侍奉嘅时候，其实一路都冇讲及关于圣灵嘅嘢。
Because in the Chinese church, most of the time when I used to hear my fellow brothers and sisters talk about the Holy Spirit.
因为当我喺呢个华人教会听到其他弟兄姊妹讲圣灵嘅时候。
It was what the Pentecostals were doing with the Spirit.
即刻就会谂起嗰啲好疯狂嘅灵恩派。
A little scary for me.
就对，就算对我嚟讲都几得人惊。
But something happened to me about 12 years ago.
但大概十二年前有一件事发生咗。
My church that I was pastoring went through a major church split.
当时侍奉嘅教会有一个嘅分裂。
At that time, it left me so devastated.
当时我真系觉得我系被彻底摧毁啦。
Because It caused me to be very depressed about humanity.
因为佢令到我对人觉得好失望。
And caused me to be very depressed about ministry.
亦都系喺侍奉上面觉得好沮丧。
It really caused me to question, what am I really doing?
亦都开始令我产生自我怀疑，究竟我做咩呢？
And it caused this hunger in me.
亦都喺我里面引起咗对神嘅一个嘅饥渴。
That if I was going to continue with my Christian life,
如果我要继续一个基督徒嘅生命
then I want to know and long for more of God.
我希望认识，亦都渴望得到认识神更多。
And at that time, I was also beginning to go through my doctoral studies.
喺同一时间，亦都开始上博士班。
There was this longing for me for more of God.
我当时希望对有一个渴望，就系认识神更多。
And in my doctoral studies, we talked about the Holy Spirit.
而喺我博士班里面，亦都有再讲及呢个圣灵。
I'll be very honest with you.
我好老实同你讲。
I was scared.
我真系好惊。
I'm a big guy, tough. I confess. I was scared.
虽然我好大只，但其实我都好惊。
Okay, my heart was racing.
我个心卜卜跳。
My fans were shaking.
我啲手手脚脚都震晒。
My good friend, who's going to be coming here for speaking on deeper life.
我嘅一个好朋友，你迟啲会认识佢，因为佢会嚟讲道。
He was sitting right next to me.
佢坐喺我侧边。
And he touched me.
佢系点一点我。
And he said, "Ron, are you okay?"
佢话 Ron， 你冇嘢嘛
？I'm like, I'm okay.
我话我 OK。
Because I'm visibly shaking here.
因为其实肉眼都睇到我成个人震晒。
And I said, "Okay, I need." To spend some time with God.
咁我就话唔得啦，我要同花一啲时间同神一齐。
And so I went on my lunch break.
咁所以我就去食晏啦。
And I made sure that I was just going to be between me and God.
嗰一个食晏嘅时候，我系净只有我同神一齐。
And in my prayer, I asked God.
喺我嘅祷告里面，我问神。
Why am I feeling the way that I'm feeling right now?
点解我会有而家呢一刻嘅呢啲咁样嘅感觉呢？
I want more of you.
我渴望得到你更多。
But I'm really scared right now.
但我真系好惊。
I do not know why.
我唔知点解。
And I remember the Lord speaking to me.
我亦都记得神同我讲。
He says because you're afraid of what people may think.
因为你怕人哋点样讲你。
You're afraid that you will be rejected in the Chinese church if you press in.
你怕如果你喺呢度有更多嘅追求嘅话，你会被你嘅教会拒绝。
Because you're afraid to be called a Pentecostal.
因为你怕俾人标签你为灵恩派。
That was for me. I said, Lord, I want all of you.
喺嗰一刻，我就同神讲，神啊，我希望得到你嘅所有一切。
And I'm going to trust in you.
我亦都会愿意信任你。
And that was the beginning of my journey to expand my capacity for more.
而我内心嘅呢个旅希望容纳更多圣灵嘅呢个旅程就开始咗啦。
For more of the Holy Spirit in my life.
让圣灵多啲喺我嘅生命里面。
So that I can experience tangibly.
所以令到我可以更加确实咁样去经历。
The deep love that Jesus has for me.
耶稣对我嘅深深嘅爱。
And to be able to experience the fullness of God the Father.
亦都可以经历神一切嘅丰盛。
So that it will compel me to live out the gospel in my life.
以致佢可以推动我为福音而活。
I realized on this journey.
我发现喺呢个旅程度。
That I had a very small capacity.
原来我一开头嘅我系只有一个好细嘅容量。
And many rocks in my soul.
亦都灵里面装咗好多嘅石。
I had many holes in my soul.
亦都有好多嘅缺口。
That I needed to address.
我呢啲全部都要处理咗佢。
And as I began to address them,
当我将呢啲嘢慢慢开始一逐一处理嘅时候
，I began to experience the tangible love of God.
我就开始好确切咁样感受到神嘅爱。
I don't know where your journey is.
我唔知道你嘅人生旅程喺咩一点上面。
I don't know if you have a similar experience with the Holy Spirit as I did when I was a younger Christian.
我唔知道你会唔会同我年轻嘅时候同圣灵有差唔多同圣灵嘅一个关系。
But to open our heart to the Holy Spirit.
如果我哋要将我哋嘅心向圣灵敞开。
Does not mean that we embrace the Pentecostal expression.
唔等于我哋就要好激烈嘅灵恩派咁样去做。
It just simply means that we're expanding our capacity for more of the Spirit to work in us.
我哋需要做嘅只系扩阔我哋嘅自己对圣灵嘅容纳，等佢可以喺我哋生命作工。
So that we can tangibly experience the deep love of Christ.
等我哋可以好真真实实咁感受到神嘅爱。
And it is the deep love of Christ.
亦都系因为耶稣基督嘅爱。
That propels us to bear fruit.
去推动我哋多结果子。
Let us pray.
请我哋低头祈祷。
Father, we give thanks to you.
主啊，我哋感谢你。
For who you are.
感谢你系神。
Because you love us deeply.
因为你深深嘅爱我哋。
And we confess, Lord, that we don't always experience that.
主啊，我哋承认唔一定永远都系好清晰咁样知道呢一件事。
It's not a fault on you.
唔系你嘅错啊，主。
But it is a limitation of our own capacity.
而是我们的容量不够。
And so God, we pray
主啊，我们祈求
that we will begin this journey with you.
我们可以在这个旅程上面和你一起展开。
Because God, we really want to tangibly experience your love in our life.
因为主啊，我们真的很想确切地感受到你的爱。
Please work in us.
求你在我们身上作工。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
阿们。
Let us stand and sing the response song. 让我们起来一起来唱回应诗歌。
赐我亲近你，赐我心变化，更新我自在。